it's early doors yet, but yes. That must come as a bit of a shock, the exit poll the BBC released a little bit earlier on.
Yeah, it is a shock, yeah, but it is just a poll, after all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I was hoping that we'd do better. They've got us down as... One poll's got us down as two seats, and one's the one. So, obviously, we want to keep Caroline and Brighton. But I think Bristol West, we've got a good chance of getting. Mm. But, again, it's probably the number of Green votes cast across the country is not going to be proportion to the number of seats we get, because the first-past-the-post isn't really working. I think more and more small parties being represented, the more and more first past the post will be outdated. Yeah. Hopefully this is the last election we have to deal with it.
How have you found the whole campaign? Because it seems to have been marked by quite a negative atmosphere throughout. Yeah. Have you found that on the doorstep as well?
On the doorstep,
people feel as though it's been a negative
campaign. Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, well, coming from the Green perspective, they're just quite pleased that they've, because it's the first option they've had to have a Green candidate, which they're quite pleased to have that option and quite like that. But the negative side, I think, again, it's part of the first past the post, that it's all, rather than these are my policies, it's like, if you don't vote for me, they'll get in. Which is, that's no way to vote, is it? It's like, I'll vote for the least bad, or it's really bad. So why don't you vote for what you think is good policies? So I think generally people are getting a bit fed up with it.
Realistically speaking, what would be a good result for you tonight, do you think?
I would like... Well, minimum, bare minimum, the 5% for the deposit, but I'm hoping for more than that. Yeah.